Okay.
What day in January?
January 9th.
So you'd be coming back tonight, that'd give you a month.
Yeah.
Or 3 weeks to talk to them. Anybody else? Got any questions? So we'll see you January the 9th.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Friendly Hills short-term rental.
Okay, and this is the Friendly Hills short-term rental or nightly rental. It's proposed to be located at 189 Friendly Hills Drive, and we've got some aerial photography showing the property in question. And here's the highlighted parcel here. And I'll allow the applicant to present what's proposed at this location.
Come on up. You state your name for her.
Mark Kirby.
Okay. Tell us what you're trying to do, a short-term, what are you, is that you, the name of it, or you?
Yeah, it's just short-term rental where people can come here for vacations. And
like a nightly rental.
Nightly rental, yeah.
But you're going to rent it 6 months out of the year, or year?
Probably 10 months out of the year, I was thinking.
3 months?
Ten.
A night at a time.
Probably 3 nights at a time, a week, depending on peak time, could be 7 nights a week. But slow times, like now, would be three nights.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
It's not going to be your residence at all. I mean, you strictly not. Is it within the subdivision, the homeowners association?
I believe it is, yeah.
Have you contacted the association in reference to the CCRs of nightly rentals?
Yeah, well, there's a dispute right now on exactly what it means.
Bob, could you back up to that bigger map?
Zoom out just to.
Yeah, that one right there.
Are there nightly rentals presently in the subdivision?
There, as long as I know, there's not a nightly rental, but there's other house leased there. A long-term lease. And between me and the lake there's that hotel, Majestic. Mm-hmm. I talked to one guy that was concerned about traffic, but I had heard that burned down and they were rebuilding it. But I think when they're finished, there'll be a lot of traffic going. Oh, it has. Is it open now? Or?
Yeah, but they are not going to go through the neighborhood. Those people are not.
They have their own entrance. Because turning into that road, they have that big, they put a bunch of rocks and a big old sign right there, because that's how you get in there, isn't it? Gunner Hill Lane?
265, and you go through the neighborhood to get into.
Yeah, Gunner Hill Lane and down. Yeah.
Yeah, right from there.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Is this on septic? Mm-hmm. What's the size of the house?
About 4,000 square feet.
How many bedrooms?
5. 3.5.
Is that where? Is that past Gunner Hill Drive? I mean, does that come on down?
Yeah.
Is that the house on the left?
Yeah, here's Gunner Hill coming in.
Oh, that's down there on the I was thinking
then we take Friendly Hills down.
One of them, that's it right there on the
there's
right.
There's two houses there.
That burned there, ain't it? The one that burned.
Down there on the left. That burned. Right here at the bottom.
Well, there's a house burning up there on top of the hill.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with which.
You know, I was trying to figure out where it was from the burnt house. Mm-hmm. They're not going along with me on the burnt house. We're talking about Majestic.
Yes, sir.
It burnt for the second time. Okay, anybody else got any questions? Doug, you're thinking?
No, I'm...
No, you okay? Okay, we'll see you January the 9th, 6 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Phillips Nightly Rentals, rental.
Oh, yeah. This is the Phillips Nightly Rental. It's located at 115 Greystone Drive. And I'll zoom in here. And this is the Fieldstone Bluffs, correct? Fieldstone Bluffs subdivision. And the property in question is located right here.
You go into that where the golfer's standing out there with the waterfall?
Mm-hmm.
That where you go in at?
Yep.
This is all in Branson Creek.
Yeah.
Well, I know you can go down with the big pond and go in that way.
Mm-hmm. There's two entrances to Fieldstone. You can either...
You can go up to the water tower, too, and mm-hmm. go in, maintenance shed, go down that way.
The water tower actually is Oak Knoll.
Yeah.
So there's two entrances into the Fieldstone right there on Lugano, and then also on Fieldstone. So you come in through where the villas are, and then you enter up into the bluffs right down where the pool is.
Yeah. When I was reading your proposal here, you was asking that it be transferred to the buyer.
Mm-hmm. We currently...
We have approved, there's been about five or six of these where we've issued the decision of record to the representative.
Yeah, yeah,
to exactly.
Right.
Not in the seller's name and then transferred mm-hmm. it, but actually mm-hmm. to the buyer themselves.
Correct.
Right. We've just been waiting on this application process to be able to close the property, and then it would be Sonny and John DiGiovanna who would be the owners.
So it hasn't closed. It's
contingent upon this. Mm-hmm.
And so it actually, you're here to get it. Mm-hmm. There.
Yes, sir. Yep. No, that's okay.
Have we got anything figured out on Branson Creek and all these yet?
We've gotten a second legal opinion. The opinion on this area, basically this area went through the Division 3 process as Parcel 12. When it came through the process, it was never denoted specifically in the decision of record that the subdivision allowed nightly rental. The staff report spoke to nightly rental. The site plan appears to speak to nightly rental. But the attorney felt that since the decision of record does not specifically enumerate nightly rental, that each property owner would have that was utilizing a unit for nightly rental would have to come back and seek a special use permit.
It was actually built as to be nightly rentals.
Well,
portions.
What we're finding after the fact is that it. I've really seen more like the site plan itself appears to denote the area more around the villas, the villas at Fieldstone, and it's not completely clear. Unfortunately, the staff report speaks to 42 nightly rental units. The site plan denotes 21 nightly rental units. And then we've got a decision of record that doesn't speak to nightly rental period. And because of the, because of that, legal counsel feels that, that each property owner has to seek a special use permit.
So not only are we going to have to decide if that neighborhood is suitable for nightly rental, we have to decide if any of it is suitable for nightly rental, I guess, right?
Each individual.
Yeah.
And there will be a large number of applications in total.
Now, is that down around the villa part, or is that the whole?
The majority of the applications will be from the villas. But there will be a certain number from Fieldstone Bluffs as well.
There's a total of 8.
In Fieldstone Bluffs?
Yeah, in the Bluffs, there's a total of 8 that I can see on VRBO and HomeAway that are currently actively booking their properties in the Bluffs. There's a total of 24 in Branson Creek Fieldstone. And again, 8 of the 24 are single-family residents, including this property specifically.
And I don't think any of those are permitted.
We do not have individual Division 3 special use permits. And I'll go into this in more detail during the public hearing, but basically, as the planning administrator, I wrote a letter approximately 2 years ago.
Where can I distribute that, Bob?
I
didn't
want
to
fine.
Throw you under
no,
the bus by any
No, that's
means,
fine. Where at that time, initially I was of the understanding and researching these Division 3 files that the application had been approved for nightly rental. Since that time, we've gotten this legal opinion where they've essentially indicated that since it's not specifically denoted in the decision of record, it's their opinion that nightly rental was not approved, even though it was discussed during the hearing.
I think we also have, not only that, but we have to discuss this giving a permit to somebody that's not going to own it or doesn't own it. I know that we've done that in the past, but that's a question to me.
Well, I can see why they want to do that.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't buy it if they were buying it in mind for a nightly rental and it didn't get approved. Well, then
but if it doesn't sell, then what do we do it next time? I mean, we've done this. We did this down on Acacia Club, and we agreed to it and okayed it. Then the man had it for sale. And then he didn't sell it.
Yeah. Back out. But I mean, then it's null and void, though.
Yeah. Well, is it? Or can they say, well, that wasn't the people who was going to buy it. It was for these other people.
I think that furnished the name.
And that's been my thought on these.
Is to.
I think on most of these, we've
they don't own it.
So it's not an issue.
Yeah.
Could it be that, you know, just an idea, for instance, I'm not the owner of the property. I am the realtor who sold the current owners, the Phillips, the property 2 years ago, February, actually, of 2015. And the current buyers are also my clients. And we entered into a contract before all of this started happening, and then obviously extended things to make sure we did it the right way.
Is it currently being operated as a nightly rental?
It is, and it has been since February of 2015.
Have you had any complaints on this property as far as the nightly rental aspects of it?